Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Oh, Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Phone Sex Introductions.
Look at yourself. You heard me. Look at yourself. What do you see? Well, what you see doesn't matter. What matters is what I see. Understand me? What I see is a pathetic excuse for a husband, let alone a man. The only thing you're good for is being my maid and my toilet. Clean up all the cream from my pussy, little maid. If you're lucky, I'll let you drink up the piss from my hairy cunt and let you clean out my ass like the good little toilet slave that you are.
Beep.
My name is Jackie. I'm your switch-around slut girl. When I was married, my ex-husband was a dominant man, and he used me as a play toy. He even went as far as fucking my juicy pussy with a really big wine cork till my pussy was red, raw, and very sore. Now that I'm single again, I still have to be a submissive slut, but I also like to switch roles. Go ahead, fuck me, beat me, and torture me. But beware, I will strap on my 9-inch dildo, and I'll fuck your mangina till I split your ass wide open.
Freaks, it's Monday, June 9th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, skydiving without a parachute. Spoiler alert, it doesn't end well. Plus, stuck in the shitter, and do you guys remember the teenage girls maimed by a train after sunbathing on the tracks? I've got an update on their condition. Spoiler alert, they're still stupid. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition.
The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure did. Let me ask you a quick question. Do you know who Kirk Johnson is? You might not know him by name, but if you enjoy surfing the internet, no doubt you have come across his work. Kirk Johnson, for those of you who don't know, is the real Goatsy Man. You know that picture with the guy bending over, using both of his hands to rip open his anus, basically, and just exposing the gaping red mess that is his wrecked asshole? That's Kirk Johnson! Now, the way I understand the story is that in the early 90s, when the web was in its infancy, people would share pictures on Usenet groups. Usenet is sort of like a giant message board with all sorts of different forums you can participate in, and Kirk would post pictures of him opening his asshole up and letting the world look in. Someone ran across the picture, was horrified, I guess, and created the website Goatsy, and boom! An internet phenomenon was born. Many believe the Goatsy guy has since died by being sucked into his own asshole, I guess. I don't know. But no, he is still alive. And as a matter of fact, he has an XTube account. Now, I love this guy. He really is someone Distorted View listeners should look up to, a modern-day dickhole guy, if you will.
Yeah, that fucking finger's all the way inside that cock. Yeah, look. Oh, man, look. That whole little finger's all the way down inside that dickhole, look.
Right, but instead of using his dickhole as an instrument, the Goatsy Man uses his ass to create beautiful, beautiful music. Now, you guys know, one of my greatest regrets in life is not being able to interview Scott Taylor, the dickhole guy, before he tragically died of AIDS. I'm not going to make the same mistake with the Goatsy guy. I have requested an interview with him. I hope he pulls through. We'll see what happens, though. I'm crossing my fingers. Just to whet your Goatsy appetite, I've got some audio from a Kirk Johnson video. This is where he is fucking his ass with a giant horse dildo.
Stick this horse cock in my ass.
Okay, a horse cock, sure.
Before I fuck that horse cock, stick my penis right up my butt and piss in my ass, get it on my somewhere.
This man knows how to put on a show. Most people on XTube would just use a standard dildo, but no, not the Goatsy Man. He's gonna use a horse cock dildo. And not only that, as an hors d'oeuvre, he's going to use his own cock, fuck himself, and piss in his hole. That's a showman. He's the Liberace of ass play. Actually, I think Liberace was the Liberace of ass play. But regardless, let's continue on here.
Stick my penis right up my butt and piss in my ass, beautiful license plate.
I mean, that's a video right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can feel my penis pissing right in my ass. And that's been wet up that horse cock.
He got his asshole nice and wet, and now he's ready for the horse cock. Letting some of that pee escape from his asshole, okay?
This big horse cock all day.
Now that's a lazy Sunday, isn't it? Just sitting around getting fucked by your horse cock.
Big penis there. Suck on that pissing cock.
More pee coming out, and,
feel my cock getting hard. Wanna fuck that cock some more.
Kind of hard to hear. Really needs to work on his acoustics.
Get my ass ready for that big horse penis. Get him ready for a big horse cock in my ass.
If I'm hearing him right, if I understand what's going on here, I think he's prepping himself to get fucked by a real horse. Something to ask him when I interview him. Please, Goatsy Man, come through. Thank you very much to Cheryl Murkowski for sending in that video. Last week on the show, someone called the voicemail line mentioning Fred Schneider's solo album. Fred Schneider, of course, with the B-52s. And Justin sent me a link to some YouTube videos featuring Fred Schneider. The first one here is from his very first solo album, I guess in the 80s. This song is called Monster. Monster! Monster!
There's a monster in my pants, and it does a nasty pants. When it moves in and out, everybody's...
There's a monster in his pants?
Nasty pants. When it moves in and out, everybody starts to shout.
Monster! Oh! Monster! Oh! Get out of here, monster!
I can't imagine why this song didn't receive more airplay. Why is he trying to sing with a lower voice?
By the day, you can hear the people say,
oh no, a monster! Oh no, a monster! Oh.
This is his masculine voice.
No, oh, 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 no, a giant monster! Monster!
Well, that was then, and this is now. For Fred's second album, which is available on iTunes, I think he's feeling a little more comfortable. And thank God he sounds more like himself. Here he is singing Coconut.
Oh, doctor!
There you go, a little bit of Fred for you. Here he is singing the Ghostbusters theme.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
There we go. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, a lot of people have been sending me the video clip of the fat kid slapping his mother on Dr. Phil. Just to give you a little background, the mother's confronting the son about an incident that took place on an airplane. She was listening to something on her headphones. He wanted her to turn the volume down and was annoying her and kept nudging her with his elbow. And then she did the same to him. And then he got aggressive on the plane and she started freaking out. Let's just take a listen.
So then you decided to do this. And after the second one, I gave you one back as a way to say, stop it.
So you said you were attention? No.
Exactly.
No, you ain't got my attention, but I'm not a dog.
So why you heed my...
No, you're a pig, you fat fucker. Little kid is a porker.
...suggestions of stop it when I ask politely.
Because you're not the complete boss of me. I control my body, I control what I do, and you don't have the...
I control my body. It sounds like a line from one of those videos teaching kids about sexual abuse. No one controls your body except you.
Oh!
Alright, back to the video here.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts!
Whoops, wrong one. Sorry, Fred. Try this again here.
That part, I lightly tapped your arm with my elbow.
Wait, stop, let me talk!
I lightly tapped your arm with my elbow to get your attention. Bam! Right in my arm! It actually left a mark for about 20 minutes. About 20 minutes later,
ooh,
it was finally
fed. Pussy.
You said, you're not the boss of me. I am the boss of you. When a mother says to be quiet, she's the boss of you, and you need to listen to that.
I never said...
When a teacher says something, she's the boss of you, and you
shut
need to listen.
Shut up! Give me a turn to speak!
I love the music in the background.
See?
Oh, that's when he slaps her.
Talk to me.
Let me speak.
Talk to me.
Let me speak.
Talk to me.
Let me speak.
Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me.
Let me speak. How does that feel? How does that feel?
I love the way the kid is sitting in his chair. It's the way fat people sit with their legs spread wide apart so their gut can hang in the middle. I don't think he could physically close his legs if he wanted to. There's more to the video here, but there's a little interview with the kid.
I did lightly slap her on the cheek to show her how that feels. So I hope that made her think about what she does. You know what? You be nice to me, I'll be nice to you, but it'll never end if you continue to be mean. I try to apologize, saying, you know what, Mom, I should not have said that, and I am sorry. And then you come back with, well, all I'm trying to do is treat you nicely. I'm just trying to be nice to you. That's mean!
What?
I just really, really need somewhere to stay other than with my mom.
You're shit out of luck, dude.
I really need somewhere else to stay.
Oh, there's nothing funnier than fat kids crying. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. It is a brand new week, which means a bunch of sideshow extras will be popping up on the feed. If you're not a member, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com, it is DV's member site. Today I've got an extended program for you. I'm sure we'll do an exclusive show and maybe a video cast throughout the week. If you're not a member, sign up now. You can enjoy today's extended show plus the exclusive show we did this past weekend for you guys. Superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. Do you remember the two idiot children who fell asleep on train tracks and then tragically and hilariously got their limbs ripped off by an oncoming train? Yes, they're still doing fine. They're still idiots. Rachel Brown, 14, spent the last week at the Maine Medical Center since she and her friend Destiny Fainiff, 13, had their limbs severed by an oncoming train after they fell asleep on the tracks. They haven't left the hospital since the accident, but rumors have filtered back to them about why they were on the train tracks that day. That they were sunbathing, that they were high, that they were trying to commit suicide, or that their parents were irresponsible and didn't know where they were. Being eighth graders, the rumors have been tough to deal with. What's the real reason they were on the train tracks? Well, they were partying pretty hard the night before, woke up late, decided to skip school, and didn't want people to know their whereabouts, so they decided to hide on train tracks. That's when they fell asleep. Yes, God forbid anyone would believe those nasty rumors about them. Glad they decided to set the record straight. I'd actually be more sympathetic if I knew they were high or something. You mean to tell me you were completely lucid when you made the decision to lay down on train tracks and fall asleep? Okay. I'm sorry, you deserve what's coming to you. All 300 tons of it. Last Tuesday, Fainiff went over to Brown's house at 8 p.m. for a sleepover.
Ooh, sleepover! Let's go for a summer party, how fun!
They did the usual, talk on the phone, surf the web, jump on the trampoline in Brown's backyard. They didn't get to sleep until about 1:30 a.m. They woke up late for school the next morning. The sun was out, it was warm, so they decided to skip class and go down by the pond about a mile away from Brown's house. Leslie, Rachel's mother, had not yet gotten home from the night shift at her job. To hide themselves from cars and neighbors, They lay down inside the train tracks, put their backpacks behind their heads to rest and talk. They were still tired from the night before. The sun was warm and comfortable, and they both fell asleep. That's when tragedy struck and ripped their limbs off. Apparently, she didn't hear the honking of the train. Brown came to when she smelled hot burning oil and looked down to see her foot mangled. Realizing what had happened, she crawled out of the trestle and made her way to Faneuf, who Brown said was still asleep even after the train sliced through her left leg. Brown poked Faneuf. Hey, wake up, you're missing a leg. Along with her leg injuries, Faneuf broke a small bone in her neck, suffered road rash on her side from being dragged across the rocks, and was bumped and bruised over her entire body. Brown, tears streaming down her face, screamed for help. She heard the conductor's voice. Are you guys alive? He shouted. Brown was, but she wasn't sure Faneuf would survive because she'd lost so much blood. While Brown waited for an ambulance, the wind whipped against the exposed bones in her foot. Quote, it was like eating a popsicle with your bottom teeth, Brown said of the pain. Brown is expected to be released from the hospital today and hopes to attend school on Monday. Faneuf, who needs more than a dozen staples in her head, could be released by next Friday. We're going to get through this, Brown said. Yes. I'm guessing you're going to be back in the hospital real soon. You don't seem that bright. Next time they skip school, where can we sleep that won't kill us and our parents won't find us? Let's go to the county airport and sleep on the landing strip. Brilliant. Second story we have for you today. A man had to be rescued from a portable toilet after getting stuck. Rescue crews had to cut apart a portable toilet to rescue a man who got stuck naked inside the potty. I hate the word potty. You have to go potty. I hate when adults say potty. There's no reason unless you're talking to a little child. And even then, why can't they say toilet? Why does it have to be potty? Why do you have to have a cute word for a shitter? Where's the potty? I hear adults say that, like women trying to be cute, like asking a waitress at a restaurant, excuse me, where's the potty? Where's the women's potty? I have to go potty. You don't understand. If I don't find a potty soon, I'm gonna piddle my pants. Ugh, baby talk. Yes, police say the man had been drinking, of course, and decided to take off his clothes, really relax while he's taking a shit. That's how I like to do it. Get naked. It's like George Costanza. Read, get naked, take a shit. Somehow he immersed himself in the holding tank of the porta potty. Deputy Fire Commissioner Chris Miller told WPMT-TV, I've been on the job in one form or fashion for 21 years. They always say the same thing. I've never in my life seen anything like this. This is the first porta potty rescue I've ever had. Police charged the man with public drunkenness in creating a health code violation, but they have no idea why he was in the toilet with his clothes off. They said he didn't suffer any serious injuries. Final story we have for you today. A 29-year-old man leaped out of a plane at 10,000 feet with a camera, but guess what he was forgetting? His goddamn parachute. Darwin, you win again. Yes, his body was found next to a house with a damaged roof. Sloan Caraffalo of Schenectady, who was observing on the flight, followed an instructor, a student, and a videographer out the door wearing no skydiving gear. Police said they did not suspect foul play. No, this was just human stupidity, but they would not elaborate. Robert Rollins, pilot and owner of the Duanesburg Skydiving Club, said he was flying the single-engine plane and had begun to close the door when Caraffalo jumped. His body was found next to a house west of Albany. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies here.
Hey, Tim Eric from Michigan here. A couple things. A, I'd like to tell a short story.
Okay.
Recently at my high school, which I just graduated from, I might add, we had a guy who would shit and then smear it on the walls of the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Now, while that may not seem newsworthy to you, what I did is I taped a bunch of interviews with students at my school, and I made a documentary about it. I had it posted on YouTube. However, unbeknownst to me, there was a retard, you know, one of those fucking window lickers, who happened to worm his way into the back of the video. And I didn't know he was fucking retarded, okay? He just happened to be bouncing up and down, having a grand old time. I didn't fucking know.
As tards tend to do.
I didn't know he was a fucking, you know, cocklicker, glory hole lover. But, you know, it happens. Anyway, the school saw it. I got in deep shit. I gotta go read to the fucking tards tomorrow.
Anyway. Oh my god, you've gotta videotape it, or at least audio record it. Please do that for me. Thank you very much. And by the way, when I was a test proctor, and I used to give this exam called the USMLE, which is the United States Medical Licensing Exam. You know, it's the test that you get before you become a doctor, basically. And one of these, like, doctors, or soon-to-be doctors, came up to me when I was working at the test center and said, you need to go in the bathroom and check it out. That's all he would say. And it was a day where that's all we were giving. That's the only test we were giving. So it had to have been one of these fucking doctors. When I went in there, there was shit smeared all over the window. There was a turdlet in the sink and on the rim of the toilet. Doctors are dirty, dirty people.
Oh, damn. It was good for me. Was it good for y'all?
Okay. Thank you very much. It was good for me, as a matter of fact. Thank you.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt from Baston, Sideshow member. And I am calling up about the fellow who was threatening to cut out a student's eyes and urinate on him. They mentioned the school as being Mount Zion. That's the name of a religious school. So this delinquent who got threatened was the child of parents who were paying a small fortune so their precious little snowflake could go to a religious school.
Right.
And if this religious school is anyone like the high school I attended, then they decided to just cover up delinquency cases. You know, kids didn't get expelled or suspended or even really get detentions for being unruly. Because then the wealthy parents sending the kid there would stop paying tuition, and the school didn't want to lose that money. I know of a couple of students when I was back in high school who really, really needed to be institutionalized, but they were sent to a Lutheran high school instead. So what we have in this story is the arrogant, privileged children of two wealthy, powerful couples interacting, one as a teacher, one as a student, and it didn't go well.
Yeah, really. Surprise, surprise that there were problems there.
Hey, Tim. This is Spanky in St. Louis.
Hi, Spanky.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just thought I'd drop you a little nugget of information that you can watch C.B. Walker on the internet live on the MNN website. That's the network that hosts his public access show in New York. You can catch it live on Friday nights. It was on at 10 p.m. Central Time, so I guess that would be 11 p.m. your time.
There you go. You can watch CB Walker live. Thank you very much for that little nugget of information.
Hey, Tim. Kerosene here. I don't know if you caught the irony of this, so let me summarize your contest that you're doing. You are pretending to be a pedophile, asking people to pretend to be children, and then if they succeed at doing so, asking for their address and chest size.
Hey, Timmy.
True.
You're an underage listener from New York. Just wanted to let you know I was taking the SATs on Saturday, and on a 5-minute break, I went to the bathroom and I saw Heart Smegma written above one of the urinals, and smiled and thought of you. Just wanted to let you know.
Aw, thank you very much.
Mr. Hickson, why do you taste so good?
Because I'm black?
Is that what you were looking for, sir?
Here's some more evidence of DV influencing the mainstream. Newly released this week on Netflix, Mandingo.
You're Black Mandingo! One more voicemail, we'll get the hell out of here.
Dooch, dooch. I got Rambat Demon! I got Rambat Demon!
What the hell was he saying there? That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God.
I ain't frightened of ghosts.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members,
I ain't frightened of ghosts.
Stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, bye, everybody.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call Ghostbusters. afraid of no ghosts. I hear it likes the girls. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Yeah, 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 yeah. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! If you've had a dose of a freaking ghost, baby, you better call!
And we have the Capitol here. They're my army. I'm the goddess of light.